Listening Library presents Peeled by Joan Bauer. Read for you by Kata Mazur. Chapter 1. Dateline, Bainesville, New York, May 3rd. Bonnie Sue Baumgartner, Bainesville's soon-to-be 67th Apple Blossom Queen, let loose a stream of projectile vomiting in the high school cafeteria.
"It was the tuna fish,"
she gasped miserably, and proceeded to upchuck again. I wrote that down on my notepad as Daryl Jennings and I took a big step back. The crowning of the queen was tomorrow, at 10 a.m. in the Happy Apple Tent, a major moment in my small town of Bainesville, an orchard-growing community in upstate New York, where apples are our livelihood and the core of our existence. The nurse rushed in. Daryl, the editor of The Core, the high school paper where I worked as a reporter, said,
"It's a cliffhanger, Hildy. The festival law says if the queen is sick and can't appear, the runner-up gets crowned."
"I didn't know that." He pushed his glasses onto his head and grinned.
"That's why I'm the editor."
I jabbed him in the arm for that comment. Daryl has been editing my copy for close to forever. Bonnie Sue heaved again, and the nurse mentioned something about food poisoning.
"My brother had food poisoning, and it kept coming up all weekend," Daryl whispered ominously. "Stay on this, Hildy. This could be big, bigger than big. I want the story behind the story."
He always says that. Mrs. Perth, the festival coordinator who also worked in the school office, ran in.
"She'll be fine, everyone."
Bonnie Sue looked close to apple green. I felt for her, honestly, even though she was the kind of gorgeous girl who acted like she was personally responsible.